Now, what does real freedom look like in your life coaching business? What does that look like? How does that feel? What is it? Let's talk about it today. Hey, I'm Janet Kapadar, an online coach, a mama of three, a Londoner living in Australia, and the creator of the program 9 to 5 to Freedom, a program dedicated to supporting and helping Black life coaches replace their salary so they can eventually kiss their jobs goodbye. This isn't another marketing podcast. Nope. I'm here to unmask the untold truths about building an online coaching business while working a day job and everything in between. So if this sounds awesome to you, coach, then let's get into the show. What's up, coaches? How are you doing today? What's new? How is life? How are you getting on? Another week gone. Woo! We are racing through 2022. What the hell? This is like, it's crazy. It's going so fast. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this podcast. If you're new here, hey, great to see you. Great to hear from you. I don't think I'm hearing from you, but do feel free to let me know where you are checking in from and but where you're listening to the show. Do be sure to take a picture of you, or snap a picture of you whilst you're either out and about or doing the dishes or whatever it is, and just tag me over on Instagram. My handle is @thetruthaboutshow, and share a picture with me in your stories, and I'll be sure to share them as well. I do love receiving them, so please make sure that you do. So this is a really good episode that I am sharing today, and it comes from a question that I posted inside of my client Facebook group, inside of 9 to 5 to Freedom. And I asked my clients the question, what does freedom look like to you? So they are all working a 9 to 5. They are all building their coaching businesses, managing a day job, being a partner, being a mama, being all the things, right? So when you have your coaching business, and you will have that extra time and financial freedom, what are you going to do with it? What does it actually look like? What does the day look like? What's a day look like? Like, what do you want that to be? What are the things that you haven't done that you've always wanted to do? So I'm not going to waste any time here. I'm going to jump straight into it. So you'll hear from my two clients, Coach Sherry and Coach Denise, and they'll share what freedom looks like to them. And then after that, I will jump in and share a little bit from a Facebook Live that I did on this very topic inside of my Facebook group, the Online Coaching Club for Black Life Coaches. Definitely go ahead and join us there, janetkapadar.com/group. And it will take you straight to the link for you to come along and join us. And I did this live inside of the group and shared my thoughts and shared my experiences and shared also what happened for a lady who was inside of my mastermind who had this same, very, very same problem, right? And she'd already built the successful business and was like, all right, I need to do more. And there's a real shift that happens. You know, you need to shift from being an employee. And I've talked about that before. And that's episode 11, how to shift from being an employee to the CEO, right? And you really need to step into that, really embody it as well. I also have another episode, which I think is going way back when. I think it's even episode 1. Yes, that's episode 1, stepping into your role as a leader, even if you are just starting out. So that's a good one. So these are golden oldies here. I'm taking it back to even 2020 when they were first released. So definitely go ahead and check out those two episodes as well, in addition to this one. But we will get straight into the responses from my coaches, Coach Sherry and Coach Denise.
What freedom looks like to me is something that I have sitting on my desk at work. Mm-hmm. And what it says is, it says, set your mind on peace, making that your goal, mm-hmm. and everything else must align with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So having that peace of mind is my goal. That's what freedom looks like. Mm-hmm. Peace of mind.
Nice.
Where I know that I am not limited to anything anymore. Mm-hmm. Business, personal, whatever, mm-hmm. cookies, I'm not limited anymore. I mean, there's no limit to what I can do, what I desire to do, where I desire to go, when I desire to go, who I desire to be with, who I do desire not to be with.
Yeah.
There is no limit. That's what freedom looks like to me, because working for so long, and all of us can attest to this, working for so long for someone else has had its purpose.
Yes.
It's had its purpose.
Yeah.
And we know money's been the number one, and handling a business for your family. And they say they need this report, and you got to, and you can't leave the 459 and a half and all that good stuff. And oh, don't think about taking a holiday off. Don't you know you're supposed to be here? I'm like, regardless of the weather, a tornado's coming down the street. We need you to get to work. I'm so over it.
Yeah.
Right. I'm over it. Right. And I'm at that age where I know that it's time for that space and that freedom in my life to do.
Yeah.
To do.
Yes.
And that's what freedom looks like me, to do.
Yes. I love that. Excellent. And thank you for sharing that. And this is what Coach Denise had to say when I asked her the very same question.
First of all, I want to have an impact on my income. I'm a salaried person. So if I work 10 hours, I get paid the same amount. If I work 110, which isn't happening, but I still get the same amount. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I'm working for myself and I need more money, I can go get it.
Yes.
And I think I need that.
Yes.
I also, freedom would look like the people that I work with, I would have a say. Now I tutor doctors and teach them how to code. Some of them I like, some of them I don't. I will have the choice in who I want to work with and time. I will have more control over my time Monday to Friday. I have a lot of flexibility since I am remote. But instead of going out my house, even though nobody will see me and I'm like this, like people from my job can see me and they can't because they're in another state, I can just pencil in 2 hours at the gym or an hour at the gym or whatever, or I want to stop early.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't it just like wanting to be free from those two responses from my ladies there, from my coaches, just wanting that financial freedom? But I actually want you to take it one step further. And I did ask them on our calls, like, I want you to take it one step further and do this little exercise for me. So in this next snippet that you're going to hear from my Facebook Live that I did, I actually want you to go through this exercise whilst you're listening and let me know. You know, you can always tag me over on Instagram and let me know your thoughts. Let me know what freedom looks like to you. Okay, definitely go ahead and listen to that snippet. Now, what does freedom look like? And I really want you to think about this, and I want you to post inside of the comments below as well. Let me know, what does it actually look like for you? You know, the whole reason why many go into starting their businesses is because they want to have the freedom, right? Freedom to do what they want, freedom to have that flexibility, freedom to do whatever the hell they want. But I want you to get even more specific with that. I want you to sit, you can do this exercise, right? Sit and imagine with it. What would that day look like? What will it look like for you? What will you do, right? It's okay to say it will give me the freedom to do what I want, the freedom to do X, Y, Z. But imagine that one day. What will that look like for you? Will you be able to, you know, when you wake up in the morning, will you go, you know, will you get straight to work? Do you have to go and pick up your grandbabies? Or do you have to go and take your kids to school? Or what will that day look like? When you come back, what will you do? Will you have a coaching session here and there with a client and then be able to do what you want to? You know, you have the rest of the day to yourself. And you've also got to remember, now that you'll have this freedom and now that you'll have this time, what are you going to do with it? And it's interesting because I remember hearing this. I was in a mastermind with one of the other ladies inside of the mastermind I was in a long time ago. And her instant thought was everything was working. She was bringing leads, she was making sales, all of this stuff. And what happened was her instant thought was, oh, I need to be doing more. I need to, you know, create a new offer. I need to create a new coaching program or whatever it is. And our coach at the time turned to her and said, but this is exactly what you wanted. This is what you've been working towards for the last God knows how many months, years, whatever, to have that freedom. She's like, because she felt like
she didn't have anything to do. She's like, I don't have anything to do right now. I need to be filling it with more. And it was really that kind of thought that actually this is what you've been working towards. You know, as much as it can be hard and you're going through the process and the motions to understand your audience, create your offer, bring in sales. But once it does start working, because it will, once it starts working, you will have this extra time. What are you going to do with that extra time? What do you want to do? How do you want to live your life? Does that mean that you work between certain hours? So for me, I work between the hours of 9 and 3 o'clock. Once that door flings open, the kids from school, sometimes I try and do a couple of extra hours if I can do, but there's always something going on. They've either got sports practice or someone's got to go to, what's today? Today is Wednesday for me. So my daughter goes to karate. So I'll have to go and do that. You know, like there's is endless amount of things that need to be done. So for me, it means that I actually work between a certain time. Like I can't really stretch outside of that. It just doesn't work. So I work between school hours, Monday to Friday, between 9 and 3. But also, in addition to that, freedom to me means that I can get to go to the gym at 12 o'clock. So it's almost 12. So I will go and head to the gym very soon. So what does it look like for you? Let me know in the comments. I want to hear from you. What does freedom look like to you? Specifically, what will you do with that day, with your time? Are there fun projects or things that you've always wanted to do? Going back to that same lady in my mastermind who was kind of thinking, oh, I need to fill it with creating more stuff. In what she did, she's always wanted to do, she wanted to get her pilot's license. So that's the following week. I think it was a couple of weeks later. She's like, oh, I was actually going through the process to get my license and I've found the school where I can learn to fly and all of that stuff. You know, like that's actually what it looks like. It is, yes, having the time. When you say time to do those things, it's actually being able to enjoy the things that you've wanted to, whether it's to give back to the community or whether it's to be able to do pro bono work or coaching, whatever that looks like for you, you'll actually have the time to do that. So I really want you to sit with it, sit with that, do this exercise, actually think about what that day will look like. And I want to hear from you as well. Let me know in the comments, what does it mean for you? What would you actually do with that extra time that you've been given, be blessed with? What will you do with it? How will you operate? Because if you can't vision it now, then how do you know that that's what you've been working towards when you do get there, right? How will you know that that's what you've always wanted? Because it'll feel weird. One thing that happened to me, this is with my first business. I had an online course creation agency where I used to help people create online courses. And one thing that happened, I had a team. I had two people working with me. They were virtual and they handled all their like back end stuff for the client. So I would do the front end stuff, do the strategy, do the sales call, all of that stuff. And then I handed it off to the team. One day I was sitting at my desk and I was like, man, I feel like I'm missing something. And I was going through my notebook. Have I missed something? Have I missed a deadline? You know, when you have that sinking feeling that you've missed something, that's what was going on in my head. And I was thinking, God, I've missed something. Goodness me. So I got up, went and got myself a coffee. I was very heavily pregnant with my son at that time. Went and got myself a coffee, went outside, sat down. I was like, God, I missed something. But everything was up to date. There was nothing I'd missed. There was nothing that wasn't out of place. I was like, well, everything's okay. And it dawned on me that that's what I'd been working towards, right? It dawned on me that, oh, this is what freedom looks like. Ah, it really hit me hard. I was like, right, okay, well, I'm just gonna go and I just had a nice afternoon and just chilled, right? So really, that's what it comes down to, and that's what it may look like for you. So let me know in the comments whether you resonate with that, or whether that's what you're working towards as well, because I'd love to hear from you.
So isn't that awesome? I know that when I first heard that from the lady inside of my mastermind, and it was so interesting that she really was trying to think that I needed to do more. I need to do more. And now that I have this time, I don't have anything else that I need to do. It's almost that in the process of trying to get her business going and trying to do all of this stuff, she'd forgotten that actually this is the freedom and the space that she had been craving, right? To be able to do the things that she didn't need to do more. Everything was working. She was meeting her revenue goals. The leads were coming in. She was making the sales. And then suddenly she felt like she needed to like pack it in with more things that she needed to do. And that is so, so common. Even myself, as I shared, the same thing happened for me. So I really want you to actually imagine what your day will look like. It's so important. Imagine what your day will look like. Think of the things that you have always wanted to do, right? That you've never had enough time to because you've always been working 9 to 5 and you've always been working, you know, 40, 50, 60 plus hours. So you've never actually had the bandwidth or space to even contemplate doing the things that you've wanted to. Is it taking dance lessons? Is it taking, you know, taking up flamenco? Is it actually playing an instrument? Is it actually taking the time to spend more time on your health and well-being and putting you first? What is it? All of those things. The time is a big umbrella. As I was, we're gonna drill down. We've got a niche down, even when it comes to even defining what that looks like for you. Because time, yeah, and having the resources to do that is great. But actually, what are you going to do with that? And that's what I want you to think about. So definitely let me know. Go ahead and tag me over on Instagram at The Truth About Show and let me know your thoughts. I want to hear them. I want to celebrate with you because it's not if you will get there. As long as you keep putting in the work, it's only a matter of when. So my call to action for you right now is if you're at that point in your journey with your coaching business where you're like, girl, I am sick of myself. And you actually want to bring in paying, as in paying clients, people that will pay you money for your awesome services, your expertise, your knowledge, your gifts that come so naturally to you. I want you to stop feeling scared, right? I want you to stop feeling scared that and sitting in fear that, oh no, I can't suddenly charge for that. Well, why not? I think the fear that most people have is that it comes so naturally to you. So it's almost like, wait a minute, like I'm robbing someone if I know how to do this so easily. Like I can't suddenly charge for it. Well, girl, yes, you can. Absolutely. And so you should. So I want you to, if you're at that point where like, I really do need to start charging for it because I want to quit my job at some point. I want to be on the path to bringing in clients. It is possible and it is doable. 100%. Past clients, all of my clients are doing it. Some are on their path to 6 figures plus, right? And if that's where you want to be, then book in a call with me and let's have a conversation about where you're at right now, where you're stuck, where you feel like you're maybe tripping over yourself and not able to move forward or stuck in a loop, just trying to go backwards and forwards and you're trying to figure this out on your own. Don't sit in that place. Don't do this on your own. That shit's hard. Like, don't do it on your own. Don't be that person thinking that you can do this all by yourself. I have a great episode coming up about this very same topic about trying to feel like you have to do it all on your own. And you know how we are. You know how we are as Black women. We're like, I can do this. I got this. I don't need no help. Girl, let me just step in for a second. So that will be next week's episode where we'll be talking about that. So if you do want that coaching support, that guidance, actually be a part of a sisterhood and a sisterhood of women who are all doing the same thing, all look like you, sound like you, all in the same boat, I'm represented by you. And you want to feel like actually someone's got my back, like outside of your family and friends, and maybe family and friends aren't even that supportive, then go ahead and book in a call with me and let's have a discussion. coach.janetkafadar.com and let's have a discussion. I'll speak to you soon, coaches. Take care. Bye. I'm so pleased that you listened all the way to the end. This is awesome. I want you to take one extra step. I want you to go ahead and let me know over on Instagram whether this show has helped. Head on over to The Truth About Show. That's where you can find me and send me a DM. Send me a DM and let me know what you're going to take away from this episode, what you're going to do to help move your coaching business forward. Let's have a conversation about it. I'm always intrigued and want to know. You can find all of the links mentioned in this episode as well over on the show notes for this episode. Head on over to janetkafadar.com www.freedomlooksliketome.com/podcast. And you can find all of the links mentioned for this episode right there. Now, if you do like this episode, I would love it. Love, 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 love. If you can leave a review, a rating and review, it helps to get the word out about the podcast and, you know, gets more listens and more downloads and more and reaches more people. So do go ahead and do that. If you want to do that, go on over to reviewthispodcast.com/TTAS. And it will direct you to go ahead and leave a rating and review over on Apple Podcasts or over on Podchaser. Do go ahead and do it. It would be a gift to me if you're able to do that. Thanks so much. I shall speak to you soon, Coach. Bye.